AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The European Union's top diplomats calling on Ukraine's international backers to lift restrictions on the use of weapons they provide. Josep Borrell telling reporters,
to target the places where Russia is bombing them. Otherwise, this weaponry is useless.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports Ukraine has lost one of the F-16 fighter jets donated by Western partners.
The Ukrainian military says the pilot died when an F-16 went down Monday. It was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine after at least six were delivered last month. Kyiv's defense ministry says it's investigating just what happened. The jet went down as Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage on Ukraine, which says F-16s shot down four missiles. At the Pentagon.
Broadly speaking, combat aviation is incredibly complex.
Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says the U.S. has trained some Ukrainian pilots on flying the F-16s, but could not give any details about the crash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military says its operation in the occupied West Bank has killed five more militants, including a local commander. The Islamic Jihad group confirming the death of Mohammed Jaber, also known as Abu Shuja. The World Health Organization says it's reached an agreement with Israel for limited pauses in fighting in Gaza to allow for polio vaccinations. This after a baby contracted the first confirmed case in the Palestinian territory in 25 years. The Pentagon's confirming an incident at Arlington National Cemetery Monday morning involving Donald Trump staff. Spokesperson Sabrina Singh.
An ANC employee who attempted to ensure adherence to the rules of the ANC was pushed aside.
The employee not pressing charges. Trump's been campaigning in Michigan today. He's in Wisconsin for a town hall this evening. Vice President Kamala Harris in Georgia sitting for an interview with CNN tonight. This is AP News. The Labor Day weekend travel rush has begun. Julie Walker has a report.
AAA reports travel is up 9% this holiday weekend, and gas prices are down. Spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says, if you're on the road for that holiday getaway, expect lots of company.
Thursday and Friday before Labor Day, those afternoon hours are going to be the worst to be on the road.
She says you want to be on the road early, not late. As for air travel, the TSA expecting a record-breaking weekend.
In terms of being able to handle the crowds, going through security, staffing for the airlines, they've been doing a pretty good job this year. And it's because they knew going into it the demand was so high.
Still, Diaz recommends taking a carry-on as opposed to check luggage so you can easily adjust for inconveniences. I'm Julie Walker.
And if you're listening to this in the car or at the airport, hope it's going better than expected. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.